If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hello.
And welcome
to BB on Blast.
BB27. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Gaz.
And we're talking about the second week. Is it the second week?
Yes,
the
Big Brother is. Just 2 weeks.
God.
Out of how many?
About 100.
Jesus.
God.
As soon as we started, some obnoxious person on a motorbike is going by.
Now, disclaimer, we're both a bit worse for wear today, but I can hear again, so that's a bonus.
That is a bonus.
But yeah, we've both been drinking, so.
Not today.
Not
yesterday,
today.
Yesterday, we just had things.
We've not had a drunken pod yet.
Not for ages.
We need to sort this out. So I have a bit of information that's out of date, but may not have crossed your desk. Are you interested?
My desk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very interested.
I don't know why I'm saying it like that. Did you hear about Zay, remember him, saying the R word on the feeds?
I think Laurie might have told us about this. Mm.
So, yeah, you can go, Zay. What about the Riley and Catherine showmance? Well, one-sided showmance. Well, I think he's touching her slightly inappropriately.
Did you learn this from the sideshow?
Laurie. I learned nothing from the sideshow, which we can talk about.
Talk about BB Unlocked in a minute.
Mm. Terrible name as well for a sideshow.
What's the point of Riley? Do you know what? I've really got no enthusiasm for this cast whatsoever. Have you?
Really?
I think they're quite bad. I don't think anyone's likeable.
Oh, God.
And there's no one entertaining either.
Oh, Jimmy's entertaining. And Rachel's entertaining.
Well, it's forced, though.
Yeah.
I don't know who's back. Who am I supposed to like? Who's backable? Like, the only people I actually probably like are Keanu.
I wouldn't bother backing him if I were you.
He's a nice guy.
He's hopeless.
But he's a bit stupid. And I kind of like Vince.
God.
And I think I like Morgan, but Morgan's definitely not entertaining.
No. Well, it's early days. It's early days.
Where's the entertainment?
Yeah, I have to say this week we've been a bit dry. And then with Amy going as well. I liked it. No, not bothered.
She was trying to make Weenie happen. And it was
getting
really annoying.
She was really going on about it, wasn't she?
The producers were like, that's great, Amy.
Yeah.
Keep giving us that.
Every single diary room just calling someone a Weenie. Stop it. So yeah, Riley and Catherine, something's going on there. It's a bit inappropriate, apparently, so we'll probably see that soon.
Inappropriate?
Even grabbing her like from behind and things like that.
I doubt we will see that.
Good point, actually. Don't do that to a raging feminist. Do that to someone else. You must have heard about this one.
What?
Jimmy asking Rachel, what does it mean when a woman is wet?
No, I don't know about that.
What do you think about that?
Is he just trying to go viral? Does he want to be a meme? Does he want to be the new Reagan? He does, doesn't he?
I mean, he does, yeah. I mean, you can't be that stupid, can you?
I shouldn't think so.
I mean,
how old is he? 20-odd?
I don't know.
28, 27, I don't know. Can't live that long and not have an idea of what that means.
It's just, yeah. Imagine actually saying that on TV. How embarrassing.
Don't do that on the mic.
Sorry, everyone, I've got a cough. What? Where the fuck am I supposed to do it?
Do it to the side.
Oh, hang on.
Oh,
I've got a sore throat. You said you've got one as well.
Do you want the Strepsil?
No, I've had about 500 Strepsils. And Morgan fancies Zach, but Zach fancies Lauren.
Oh, that's why she was hugging him like that.
Mm.
After having that conversation about how he should vote.
Yeah.
Not to make his game harder.
Apparently she's...
Wait, Morgan fancies Zach, but Zach fancies...
Lauren. Who's that?
Is that like the college dorm girls?
Yeah,
the other one.
22-year-old girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Since day one he was talking about that,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
But apparently...
He's not working very hard on it if he's... cuddling Morgan in the bathroom.
No, but I don't think he likes Morgan. I think Morgan's into him.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all I know, which is not very much, I'm afraid. And also not very interesting. Oh, God. Right, how can we get the energy up?
Can you have a burger without a bun?
You can. I've seen people order a burger without a bun.
It's lettuce leaf on the outside, isn't it?
Yeah, but I once ordered a plain hamburger.
Yeah.
And instead of them...
they just gave you the bun, not the burger.
No, they just gave me everything I wanted removed from it. So I wanted just the burger and the bun. Yeah. And instead I just got the onions, the gherkin, and what else do you get with it?
Ketchup.
I just opened the packet and that's what was in there. It's like, what the actual fuck?
Just the dressing, yeah, the burger.
That's what they gave. They thought someone had ordered.
This person's insane.
Yeah. I mean, having a plain hamburger in itself is quite basic. Having just the entrails is just bizarre.
Hamburger.
Mm. Why is it called a hamburger?
There's no ham involved in a hamburger.
It's a beef burger, isn't it?
I think it's to do with Hamburg.
Oh, because it came from Hamburg, didn't
possibly.
It?
Possibly. Could not be. Might not be true.
No, I think it did. Because there's a Morrissey song where he's slagging off America for bringing us the hamburger, but it's not actually true. Anyway, so, yes, we've just lost Zay. He's gone. Zach was crying and being a big old baby. Everyone was there looking at his picture go black and white. Rachel was just sat on the sofa. Couldn't give a shit. Is that good gameplay? Not, is it?
I'm not surprised she's not bothered.
Mm-hmm.
She must be tired of playing this game by now, surely.
Mm.
Don't you think if you've like done it twice just to have to tolerate all these people? It's just so annoying.
She wanted to do it.
I know, she's getting a nice paycheck, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Kelly wants to come after Rachel, and that's why she sided with the boys.
Glitter glasses herself.
Yeah, a bit of a Christine move, that, isn't it? Christine, BB, 16. That's exactly
that
sort of thing she
blonde one that
would
was
do.
Friends with the gymnast boy.
Do you remember she was trying to get off with Cody, and her husband was watching from home? Gaz doesn't know about this because he never saw this season, but yeah.
Oh, it's not the Christine I'm thinking of, then.
No. I don't know. Who the hell are you thinking of?
You know, that one that had a... She knew that little guy that did the leg kicks.
Chrissy.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the little guy that did the leg
kicks? Tommy.
Louis Spence.
Tommy. Oh, that season sucked. That was so bad. I don't know how you carried on watching it after that. Anyway, so yeah, Kelly's going to go with the boys and just be a little rat floater. Keanu said about Zay going, it's not like we're not going to see him again. Well, I don't know. Riley is the one who voted with the girls, but he's keeping it to himself. Someone's going around going, oh, who voted this way, who voted that way?
Yeah.
Who flipped? But no one's
don't they think it. It's... Jimmy thinks it's like
someone thought
Will
it was Will,
something.
And
yeah.
Someone thought it was someone else.
Will said he was pleading the fifth. That's not good for television, is it?
A bunch of emotional men in this house. I don't know who said, if that was just my comment or someone else said
must
that.
Must be you.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think it was, actually. Riley begging Rachel to keep him safe.
Oh, they thought it was... I said, Walcomp is telling Will that Keanu said...
Walcomp.
That Keanu flipped the vote. Yeah, Walcomp. But yeah. It wasn't Keanu, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was Riley.
Yeah.
Riley voted against... And one side, and Kelly voted against one side, so it kind of evened out in the end. Jimmy said, it's a house full of liars, and the line has been drawn in the sand.
Huh? Draw the line in the sand.
Will said, oh yeah, that's when Will said Zay was the bun of the Burger Boys. Why was he the bun? You can do without the bun, you don't need the bun, it's fine. Is it?
Mm. Well, if I'm going to lose any part of the burger...
Yeah, would it be the
I'd
bun?
Rather it be the bun than the meat, I think.
Mm.
Oh, it's just bread with ketchup on it.
It's just a sandwich at that point, isn't it? What
Excuse
else?
Me.
Keanu is trying to work out who flipped. He thinks Will flipped because Rachel was playing the parent card. Don't know what that means. Keanu said Will said she didn't vote with the boys.
I remember who? Keanu talking about this and being like, I've got no idea what he means here.
Yeah. Oh, well, my notes made no sense either. Riley is a bad liar. He's going red. Adrian, that's Walcomp boy, on Keanu. What proof do you have? This is just sloppy gameplay. Shut up. Little know-it-all, little Corey Wharton burger going around the house thinking, oh, burger boys, thinking you were like knowing it all. It's just annoying. Shut up. Adrian is talking Will off the ledge. They're whispering and it's hard to hear. This
He's
is when
used
I was
to standing on the ledge, that's
this,
why.
This is when I was still deaf. No burger, no bun, no onions, no ketchup, nothing. That's what Will said. Hold on. We did only lost the bun. Now we've lost everything. I've put they should be called the Burger Off Boys. Jesus.
What does that mean?
You know, Burger Off. Burger Off.
Oh, Burger Off. Burger Off.
I should have said it in a different accent. Burger Off. Zach said, my brother literally just went home. No, your brother literally did not just go home.
I don't think he has a brother. His brother in Christ.
Meanwhile, in Hotel Mystere, the lights were flashing off and on, and we got a BB police bulletin. I don't remember anything about this. HOH and three mystery powers have been stolen. You must scour the sewers and help the BB police. I'm not helping Derek Lavasseur. And yeah, what was this? Fumbling around in the dark for different bits and pieces.
Yeah, it's that. What's he called? That dark sinister room. Character, the dark
the
room.
Mastermind.
The mastermind. He's sinister. Like dropped some powers in the dark room.
Yeah.
It's
these powers. Or is this just the same thing, different branding, isn't it?
Oh, every no. Year? As Julie will tell you, it's unprecedented. It's been an unprecedented week.
Do you like these comps that are in the dark where they have to sort of.
Weep.
Go around touching each other's bits accidentally. Is that okay?
It's a bit of a staple of the US format, isn't it? Mm. I thought it was quite cool to have the opportunity to find the powers, but also the HOH. And there was some smart stuff from Jimmy sitting by the little dumb waiters to try and work out who'd got the power.
See, I don't think Big Brother took that into account because one of the powers is anonymous, isn't it? And someone was by the thing when Mickey got it, the anonymous power, so it sort of gave the game away a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Big Brother had thought that far ahead, or the mastermind. I like that little sewer thing. That looked, did they build that? It looked like a real kind of...
Yeah, they sent them into the real sewers of Los Angeles.
Yeah. And down there they saw Michelangelo, Raphael.
Well, this is the sort of stuff they should be putting on BB Unlocked. How did we create the sewer?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I'd actually want to watch that.
That's a good idea.
I've just written some bullet points for the HOH. Mystery powers, dumb waiters, sewer, packing peanuts, rat hair, wet tunnels that smell like absolute death.
Oh, God.
There you go. That's the summary of the HOH.
That's a good note. I like that. Ava was afraid of the dark, so she just sat down. Jimmy and Vince are working out the shapes. The classic line when they're in the dark, you can't see your hand in front of your face. They used to say that every week on Dating in the Dark. It's classic. Keanu won a power. And then, Keanu helped Zach by holding his hand and helping him find look for another power. This is where Zach later blew him up and said, Keanu helped. Keanu must have won a power already.
Did you not think that Keanu was trying to lead him astray?
No, because they're bros. They're working together. When Zach did that, I thought, you little snake. I've said that Ted probably told Rachel where the pieces are.
Rachel actually had night vision goggles.
Yeah. Jimmy won the HOH power. Amy got some Dodo music. She said she felt like Super Mario Brothers going through the pipes.
Actually, Rachel didn't come out with anything, did she?
No, I don't think she did, actually.
The mystery competitor... do you want me to go through who won what and what they are?
Yeah, if you like.
Keanu won the mystery competitor. That is a former house guest comes into play for a veto. Why was it not Tucker? You would have expected Tucker, no?
Why was it not anyone apart from her?
I was like, imagine if it's someone who's not good at comps. Wouldn't that be a good twist?
Angela won a couple of comps last year. We'll talk more about that when we get to
obsessed with comp beasts. I just want to see...
See masterminds.
I would have liked to have seen someone believing it was going to be of a benefit and it just being the worst comp you've ever known.
Yeah, that would be good.
Like Felicia, actually.
Yeah.
HOH interrogation was won by Mickey.
Okay. This has not been played. We haven't seen that one yet, have we?
You can overthrow the HOH.
Ooh, that's a big one.
But they can interrogate. And if they find out that it's you...
This is the thing.
You don't become the new HOH.
This is the thing. Someone was sat there next to her and felt her get it. So she will get caught out, I think.
Was it Jimmy?
Yeah, I think it was. It was either Jimmy or Zach. It was Zach who was sat there this time. Jimmy was sat on the other one, I think.
Is that a good consequence of if you get found out in the interrogation, you're just not the HOH? Don't you think you go on the block would be a better...
Well, you probably will go on the block after that, won't you, for trying to overthrow it.
one-way ticket to Block C. That'll be
fuck's sake. Jimmy is so cringe. Relax.
He's written all this shit down before he goes in.
Stop it.
The mystery veto was won by Kelly. You can change the norms after the veto meeting. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And earn a second veto if you win a special comp.
A puzzle. Another puzzle.
I like puzzles.
A lot of puzzles. An
unfailable
week.
Puzzle it will be.
Yeah, well, they said that about Caitlin's, and you know what happened there?
Lost her head. Zach thinks he's safe as part of the heavy hitters.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the name, but I can't remember who's in it.
Obviously, Jimmy is the HOH, right? He got it?
Yeah.
He's starting to talk about one-way tickets to Block C. Oh, if started, you lied to me about having a power.
Started throwing his weight around, didn't he? A little bit of a case of HOH-itis there, I think. yeah, it's a one-way ticket to Block C. That was just irritating. It was just obnoxious. Keanu's power doubles his chances to win. Oh, yeah, we got that. My guesses were Casey... No, or did someone say this? No, okay, this wasn't me. Someone said it could be Casey, Cody, or Michael. I've said, let's hope not.
Michael was a good...
I liked Michael. I think they should bring
winner,
him back.
Wasn't he?
I feel like he was a good character as well, because he was a bit different.
Yeah.
Kelly told Keanu she has a power, and he told her he has one as well. And I thought, that's not good, because I think Kelly's going to grass on Keanu, because she's a bit of a snake, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's just like, I think she's a bit of a gossip.
Yeah.
And Keanu's not very aware either, is he?
He's probably the worst person I've seen playing Big Brother in a long time.
But don't you think he's quite likeable with it?
Yeah, I like him. He's good looking. He's a nice person. He's got the, you know, the build. And he's just playing Big Brother and just the worst possible. Saying, I'm going to go after every single one of you is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard anyone say in that house.
What did he say in that sideshow? He wanted to make himself a big target,
right,
so that people would overlook him and go, someone else will put him on the block later or something.
Oh, okay.
Don't know if that works.
Your target so big that you're invisible. That was what Dr. Will used to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, Keanu.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. Not if you've got no allies and him going, oh yeah, I'm just going to win out. You can't actually win out on your own. You can't be HOH every week.
Mm.
That's not possible. I guess you could win the veto every week, but come on, that sounds a lot of stress. Mickey told Morgan she has a power. Mickey and Morgan seem to be in a bit of alliance together, don't they?
Yeah. And with Jimmy, right?
But they weren't. They're worried because Jimmy was acting the goat, basically, and just running around doing what he wanted. Mickey said when she found out what her power was, this eats. I've never heard that before.
No?
I've heard of, you ate. I've never heard this eats.
Oh.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so. You're making me wonder now.
That was a new one for me. This eats. I've heard it all. I've learned something new. Mickey,
it's you ate and left no crumbs. Is it's a derivative of that, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just a bit stupid. You know what I think about this internet speak. I know it's really gay culture as well.
Probably oral origins in American black culture, I would say. Usually co-opted by gay culture.
Yeah, and then co-opted by idiots on reality shows. Mickey doesn't want to tell Jimmy about her power, so she doesn't. Jimmy is still trying to sniff out the powers. And he wants to take the temperature of the house.
Well, Jimmy's going to know about this, right? I'm sure he had an idea she'd got power.
Eventually, everyone will know because all the powers will come out, won't they?
Unless you don't use it and you get to...
Gets expired.
Jury and it expires. Or you get evicted, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, what's hers again? To overflow the HOH?
Hers is quite good. Zach is dropping Keanu in it. That was it. That was when Zach was saying, oh, he must have won something because then he took my hand and helped me. What an arsehole. What a little dick. I didn't like that.
Oh, who is he saying that to? Jimmy?
Yeah. And then Kelly was slagging off Keanu as well.
Because Jimmy found out that Keanu must have a power because Kelly said something to him about
Kelly admitted she had a power to Jimmy.
And said she'd told Keanu.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's like, why else would you tell Keanu?
Yeah. Jimmy sort of worked it out from
that. That was quite smart, I thought. Or maybe I'm just easily impressed.
So Jimmy's
loose-lipped Kelly, someone said.
Jimmy is considering putting Adrian on the block. Mr. Woolcomb, and Adrian would prefer not to.
Do you know why that's
the correct response?
I prefer not to.
Correct.
Do you know why that's confusing to me?
What?
Because you know our robot Hoover, our Roomba equivalent?
Yeah.
That we have a name for it, which is Adrian.
Okay.
So as soon as I hear the word Adrian, I just think of my robot Hoover. And then I have to remember, oh, it's that guy. It's Woolcomb.
Yeah. Hmm. How maybe we could tie the two things together in your head somehow. Let's put a sticker of Adrian on it.
Because he sucks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Also, he likes technology, building the wall comp. He might be able to make that into some sort of competition. Why do you call your Hoover Adrian?
Dan is obsessed with giving everything a name, so it's not my thing.
Do you know what I actually used to have? Do you remember I used to have one as well?
Yeah.
Ours was called Guy.
There you go.
For some reason, which Jack called it. Guy. right then. Blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, Jimmy came down to do the nominations, making a bit of a scene, didn't he?
Do you have to wear the dressing gown to do the
no,
ceremony?
You don't have to wear.
Well, go on.
Only if you just want to be obnoxious and show you're the HOH.
You also don't have to wear PVC gloves with rings on them, do you?
No. Rachel's just in her bra as well.
Rachel's got some odd wardrobe choices.
Like everyone else is literally just wearing like hoodies and she's like dressed up in full on evening wear.
So
like,
weird.
What's going on?
That's her brand, I think. Now.
It's strange. She must have some casual clothes. She's literally in like evening attire, eviction attire.
She does
every
have
day.
Like workout clothes, doesn't
she? She does.
But I feel like back in the past, when from what I've seen of her, she was very, very
normal.
Dressed down kind
yeah,
of girl.
Yeah, she was, yeah. Strange.
I think it's not good to try and set yourself apart. Even by your wardrobe, do you?
No,
to
probably
be like,
not.
Look she's... at me, I dress like an idiot and I'm a celebrity. Like, this is.
She's already got a big enough target, so it shouldn't be doing the fashion target as well.
Jimmy was coming for her clothes as well.
Yeah,
wasn't
that
he?
Was funny. I did enjoy that scene, that was funny.
Are they?
I think frenemies. I think they're friends now. Keanu's memory wall pick is not looking good, I've said. I don't know what the issue with it was. So Keanu, when he got nominated, put his sunglasses
on
and went.
I don't think his hair looks good in his picture.
Oh, really? Is that why? What do you think of him pretending to go to sleep?
I actually quite like that.
I thought it was funny. I like Keanu's responses to things. And Jimmy said, your gameplay is so full of crap, the toilet is jealous. Can we depict through that, please? Doesn't actually make sense, does it?
Well, do toilets, like, revel
crave.
In being crap?
Do they crave poo? Do they? Or do they just...
Or are they just inanimate objects?
Imagine if every time you go to the toilet, the toilet's like... dinner time. God. Yeah, I feel like Jimmy's always trying to do these...
A line.
Bold statements. They're kind of shit. They don't land properly. Bless him. Keanu said he's going to behead the snake. Lots of beheading talk, I've noticed. Rachel said about if you come for the queen, you're going to get beheaded.
Mm-hmm, and that's true.
Keanu wants to behead the snake. What's going on? Why all the beheading?
You do have to behead the snake, don't you?
Yeah, because I had to stop doing that thing with the tongue. Oh, shit. I'll go through that episode quite quick.
Is that it?
I feel there's not that much to talk about this week.
Did Kelly not step up and do her power?
Yeah, at the veto comp she did.
Right.
Are those your next
notes? Is that not yet?
No.
Okay.
This is the nominations episode.
Okay. Onwards we go then.
So, what do you think of the new titles? They suddenly had the new titles this episode.
What? Zay is finally in the titles, now he's gone.
No, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Why have they just come on now?
And then, what? It's like they didn't have the original file and they tried to make it into a murder mystery theme, didn't they? It's like odd, ding, 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 over the top.
Yeah, it's weird. Some of the poses as well. God, someone was dancing, I think it was Keanu. Shouldn't have made him do that. Didn't look good. Is it nice to have the title cards back? Or do you not care? You used to miss them when they went on Big Brother Canada.
Yeah, because the Big Brother Canada ones were actually good. Mm. And it had a good theme tune.
Mm.
I don't know why they're suddenly they've tried to sort of like lean into a theme with the music as well. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm sick of splashes and whatever sploshes sounds that were on them before.
Yeah.
But I feel it's a bit of a botched job.
Mm.
And then at the end, it's got this whole sort of Transylvania sounding note at the end.
Does it?
Yeah.
I need to watch it again. I just thought, oh God, it's a bit in your face and a bit the way they all come in.
I quite like the who will win $75,000. Yeah. They don't normally have that in the titles.
$750,000.
Okay, a bit more than what I thought. But it a little bit reminds me of the old BB Australia titles, because it used to say like who goes, you decide, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. I feel like they've taken a bit of inspiration from that, but they're too long.
I don't like...
As are my thoughts on these titles. Go on.
I don't like the prize being $750,000. It's not a good round number, is it? Make it $1 million. $750,000 just sounds weird.
Has it always been?
It was $500,000 and they put it up.
Okay.
But they haven't put it up enough.
Well, yeah. Budget cuts, isn't it?
Kelly was sat picking her nose after the nominations. Not a fan.
What's our Big Brother prize now? $70,000. £70,000 again.
No, is it 100,000?
Didn't it used to be 60 grand originally, wasn't it?
God, isn't it 100 grand now?
I don't know.
I know it's not gone up much.
We don't really go on about the money anymore, do we?
It's more about the journey, isn't it? Who said this?
What?
I'm not a fan of the theatrical bullshit of Jimmy. It's got to have been Kiani, right?
Not sure.
Jimmy going back on his word to Kiani.
Theatrical bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, is that...
Everyone was saying that a few people were criticising him being theatrical with it.
It was a bit Todrick, wasn't it? Do you remember that? Todrick came down and was like...
The Wizard of Oz one.
Yeah, he came down and was... I don't know what he was doing. Just making a show of himself.
My first note is about Ava in the gym, so
okay,
I don't know if I've missed quite a lot out here.
Yeah, you have.
And then Will's experiences in Iraq.
Okay. Adrian is on the ropes doing a sob story about his mum. Oh yeah, he was just sort of sat on his own in the gym crying about his mum. I thought she was dead. And then he said, oh well, she works all the time.
Oh yeah. It's about wanting to win the money.
Why are you doing this sob story to yourself? Do it to one of your fellow house guests to try and pull at the heartstrings. His house looked quite nice. He's got his own wall comp in the garden. Didn't like he's struggling that much.
No, you've got to have a few quid to build the wall comp.
Yeah, exactly.
And have that power wash on standby.
I just thought, oh, get over yourself. Everyone's crying in this house. Amy is calling Jimmy a weenie again. Rachel is trying to catch Kiani out. And she said, did you win a power? And he was like, no, I didn't win one.
She knew that he was lying
about
it.
Why is he lying though? Because it's going to come out. It literally came out like this episode.
Mm.
I just don't get it. Ava and the world's tiniest kettlebell. Is this what you got?
Just put Ava in the gym, yeah.
Did you see the little kettlebell? It's like about that big.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to do, punch the punching bag.
She said she'd punched some air and she was done.
Yeah, she said, I punched the air 3 times and now I'm down for the count. Oh dear. Is she trying to, like, you know, be a meme? I guess she is.
I don't know. I think she's just a bit odd.
Do you actually like her?
I think she's one of the only sources of actual entertainment in this cast. So she's all right.
I think I've realised why.
I think a lot of people find her quite annoying.
I think Laurie was saying a lot of people like her.
Oh.
I think I've realised why I don't like her now.
Yeah.
She looks like my old best friend from school who I fell out with.
Oh.
So.
Well, you can't apply that to poor Ava.
But you can, though. Don't you get that with people if they look like someone you don't like?
That's unconscious bias against people.
It is, but, you know, it's unconscious. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, you're conscious of it now, so you must change it.
Oh, I feel like I'm being sent on a course at work. blah, blah, blah. Kiani told Vince he has the power and that Kelly has one too. And then we had this scene with Jimmy and Rachel about the clothes. That was funny. You've got to admit that was entertaining.
Can we talk about Jimmy's little custom shorts?
I don't think I noticed them.
Well, like... Kind of like, you know, when you have to wear like protective clothing for a motorbike.
Leather. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's that called?
Does
it have a name?
Leathers.
Leathers, isn't
it? Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, it's like that. But they were like in little cut off shorts.
Oh, God.
They just looked a little bit like, ooh.
That sounds like, you know, stuff you wear to the sex club.
Yeah, they were a bit fetishy, actually. Yeah. And they had like quite a bulge on them. And I was like, oh.
Oh, Jimmy got a bulge, has he?
Or it's just the leathers.
Or he's stuffed some socks down there.
I'd like to think he hasn't done that.
So Jimmy said, Rachel has a bold fashion sense. That looks like it came out of my grandma's closet. And I liked that when he said about the buffering sign above her head when she was trying to think of a comeback. That's a good insult, isn't it? Did you think he had some good singers?
Yeah, I thought that was quite fun to see them like being playfully catty with one another. He was saying as well, they always talk about goodwill. It's like, do you think that's like Oxfam?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Is it actually a charity?
It's a charity shop, yeah.
Why is it always just that one? Because we'd say it looks like it comes from a charity shop. They always say, mind you, Americans do cling on to brands more than us, don't they? Like, you need a Kleenex, not a tissue.
Yeah, that's true.
And a Q-tip, not a cotton bud.
That's true as well. Yeah, maybe Goodwill's the top one.
But it's mean to sort of say bad things about the charity shop, because it's good to go to the charity shop.
I've got close to the charity shop before, loads of times.
You said your bag was from the charity shop?
Yes, look at this. It's from the vintage shop, but it's still a second-hand bag. It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's better for the environment to buy your second-hand clothes.
It is. Yeah, so Jimmy, don't be so bloody judgmental. What about Will and his tales of being in Iraq?
Iraq or Iraq?
They say Iraq.
They also say Italian.
Yeah. Let's not go with what they say, no offense.
Oh, God. Didn't Zach say, I wouldn't have my freedom without Will? Like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen if America didn't go to war with Iraq? That, like, they were going to fucking invade America?
Yeah, I don't think
so. It's not how it works.
No, it's not big enough to do that.
It's just smacked of like fucking
performative. No.
Yeah, nationalistic.
Yeah.
Indoctrinating. Fucking conservative agenda bullshit.
I'm surprised
finding its way into the show.
I'm surprised someone didn't say thank you for your service to him. So cringe.
Judy might, yeah.
Zach said he's the very definition of a man. And I was thinking, yeah, he is actually violent, killer, and that is what men are bred to do. It doesn't mean it's a good thing.
Bred to do? Wow.
Wow, in the army they are. And his daughter is now in the army, he said as well.
Good for them.
Fuck that. We don't have no truck with that.
Do you know there's a whole thing going on with CBS actually, and controversy because I think they just cancelled
the diversity.
That is one thing. And actually, Axe sent me a message about that. And remind me in the emails.
Okay.
So what's that? But okay. I'll go and have a look at what he said. They've cancelled like the Late Show or something, which is very
liberal.
Explicitly, yeah, like liberal and speaks out against the Trump.
Oh, they've cancelled it.
So I think like the administration is like closely linked to CBS and they're like starting to censor the content.
Shit.
So,
God, that's scary.
At least they don't get any money from us. But like Paramount Plus and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to pay for it because of what it now is like funding.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And apparently the diversity initiative is not actually a thing anymore.
Yeah, that's what Axe said. Where did you hear that?
On a podcast, I think. Mm. Yeah. That's so fucked
it's
up.
It's mad that just because, like, the government has been making these bad decisions, it doesn't mean you as a company need to go along with it, because it's actually better to not do that.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
But it's even trickling down here. Like, some of those companies have ditched diversity initiatives and things like that.
Moody.
Yeah, honestly. Some people over here have followed suit, because I get this email every week that's about that sort of thing. And it's honestly kind of scary. It does have an effect over here. We always say it doesn't, but it does. It definitely does.
If we want to go into our politics, did you see the stuff that the Prime Minister, 10 Downing Street account was like posting about delivery drivers in the last week?
Saying what?
So, you know, these people have these like bunches of, fucking hell, I'm not articulating myself well today. These mobs of racists are like going around trying to find immigrant hotels.
Oh, okay.
So it was, I don't want to say exposed, but some creator, some fucking
leaked
right-wing creator was like hounding people outside of a hotel because like delivery drivers were coming from there.
Right.
And they're saying that these people are... They're not illegal immigrants, are they? They're like asylum seekers. Or maybe some of them are illegal immigrants. Uh-huh. But anyway. This, like, went out on social media. And then you've got, like, these instances where they tried to form a mob and find these immigrant hotels to try and...
Jesus.
And they were, like, trying to stop someone passing by in a car just because they were, like, Asian.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
It's, like, really, really bad. Anyway, and then the government posted, we're working, like, it's, like, delivered by who? Everyone was criticising it. It needs to be whom.
Yeah.
And it's, like, grey graphic with a dark silhouette of a guy on a bike.
Yeah.
And it's, like, we're working with Deliveroo, Uber Eats, and Just Eats.
Yeah.
To give them the location of immigrant hotels to make sure that these people are not working and delivering your food, basically.
What?
So it's creating fear of these people.
Yeah.
But also, just give them the permit to work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit who's delivering my food.
No, nor do I. Because they deliver it quick.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, that's a really long-winded way to say that. But it's just scary how the government now pandering to that mindset.
Yeah.
And it's because, well, everyone says because they're scared of support for right-wing parties like Reform. But that's dangerous.
I think it's partly they're bowing to some Trump-type pressure, and partly Labour have just proved themselves to just be so weak. I will never, ever, ever vote Labour ever again.
No.
I'm only going to vote for fringe... Did I say? I feel like I said this last week.
Maybe.
I'm only going to vote for fringe parties anymore. I'm never, ever voting for one of the main parties again.
No.
It's just so pathetic and so sad to see what's happened.
Yeah, I think they've really ruined
it
this
really
time.
They've really botched it bad.
Yeah.
And next time, it will go back to Tories, or worse,
well, that's
Reform.
The thing.
And then we're really fucked.
And there's a risk that, like, oh, we start sort of fracturing our votes amongst others. And then there's a vacuum for, like, worse to come in.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, these, like, racist, left-wing, fascist-leaning people are probably a loud minority.
I don't know. I think Reform are quite popular now.
Yeah, but enough to, like, win an election,
I think.
Hope.
So.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah. Then what do we do?
I think the polls show they're quite up there. But there's still a long time before we have to worry about that. But, yeah, sorry, listeners, we're going off on one. it is a bit scary, though. And, yeah, if you're American, that's way scarier. What got us onto that? The army stuff.
It just felt a little bit like, a sort of nationalist agenda slipping into the show. But maybe
telling
they're always a
think.
Bit like this, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
About the military services.
Like the religion stuff as well, isn't it? So Lauren and Catherine were strategising.
Do you not think that there might be people in the house that don't respect that? Because you never see that
course.
Side of it and go, Catherine
probably.
I'm personally really anti-war, I can't get on board with that. Do those discussions not happen? It's always reverence, pure reverence.
Yeah. I feel like we've seen it before, maybe on our one, but in America I don't think you'd see it. Mm. Another twosome is this Lauren and Catherine, aren't they?
Oh, but the high school dorm girls.
Yeah, but Catherine was saying she doesn't want to take Lauren to the end.
She's a bit of shady... boots.
It's so much feminism. I mean, first we had her having a go at Ashley about the shower.
That's true.
I've ever heard Catherine speak, she's normally saying something
Riley's
negative
ass.
About another woman.
Yeah.
Oops. But I'm sure that's just the edit. I'm sure she's probably nice. She's sweet.
She basically said she doesn't rate Lauren's gameplay and therefore wouldn't take her to the end.
Mm. Well, that's the perfect reason to take her to the end.
I was kind of thinking that, actually.
Yeah. I thought it was because she thought she'd lose to Lauren at the end.
Mm.
I like Lauren. I think she seems quite nice. Veto picks. Keanu activated his power in a sulky manner.
Did he?
He's very serious. He's kind of humourless, isn't he?
I just wonder how do they feed them all the lines they've got to say?
Yeah.
Because they've got to obviously word it as Big Brother wants them or Ted wants them to do so.
Yeah.
Do they have an earpiece or
they get
given a script in the diary room to remember it? I don't know.
I think they do. Jimmy said, cool power, you're going to need it. And he said, oh, another lie, because Keanu obviously lied about the power.
So sit back down on that chair to Keanu. Sorry, have you got
more? Yeah, no, that's right. No, that's what I've got as well.
Have your moment, because you don't have many left,
Ooh. Ooh. This is when Keanu said, I'm going to win out and pick you off one by one. That is one of the worst things I've ever heard someone say. Because every single person was like personally offended by it.
I was like, Ava said, does that include me? The picking off one by one?
Well, sounds like it. One by one, you're included in that, right? I do enjoy this Jimmy versus Keanu rivalry, though, do you?
Oh, it must long stay, because what else are we going to talk about?
Yeah. Follow Jimmy to your graves, Keanu said. Jesus Christ.
Ashley said that Keanu is like the Wicked Witch of the West. It's a bit harsh.
Oh, yeah, Ashley was taking the piss out of him and mocking him in the kitchen.
Keanu said, what timeline are you living in where you think I'm not the target week after week?
Why make yourself even more of a target then by saying, I'm going to pick you all off one by one? It's just defies
the strategy to be the big target.
God, well, if that is the strategy, it's working a treat. Rachel, meanwhile, is delighted that they're all going after each other while she can sit back. We'll see. I think Rachel's a bit vulnerable, don't you? Now Amy's gone. I'm sorry.
Now she's clinging on to Ava, we saw, from that slideshow. That's desperate.
What's Ava going to do for you? She ain't going to win anything, is she?
No. Well, I don't know.
Hat-wearing competition.
Speaking of which.
The veto is... what was it called?
Court Creeping.
Court Creeping. Oh, God, this is so stupid.
A fun theme? Peeping Toms.
That's what I would say. We were saying, what is wrong with them? Why do they have to be so odd all the time? It is a bit odd, isn't it? I like the bush outfits. Remind me of the time in Rachel's old season when she went and cried in a bush after she lost the competition. Wondered if that might be triggering for her.
Look, Keanu looked like he was in drag.
Riley was going on about killing deer. I've said, if you said this sort of shit in the UK, you'd get killed.
Yeah. Imagine
someone in BBUK going on about killing animals. Oh,
this outfit would be great for killing deer, for hunting and killing deer in. No one would say that.
Yeah, well done. You kill Bambi and you torture bulls.
Also,
I
don't think that, like, because you're not supposed to offend the viewers, I actually don't think they would put that in the show, would they?
What, on our one?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You've had people go on about fox hunting and shit like that.
Yeah, true.
The gorilla coat and stuff like that. So the mystery competitor was revealed. Did you remember who Casey was?
Of course I did. I wanted to forget.
One of the most boring people that's ever been on Big Brother in the history of every single Big Brother over the years. Couldn't tell you one thing she ever said or did apart from win
catch
comps
that squid
and went, let's go.
Remember catching that squid in the rain.
She's even wearing the same fucking clothes she used to be wearing. Although she did look a bit thinner, I thought.
I thought her face looked slightly different.
Yeah, she looked thinner. This person shouldn't have been on TV ever once, let alone twice. And I know she's on the challenge as well. So it's just diabolical TV. Diabolical. Hidden in the botanical gardens was Felicia going back and forth from a TV screen.
I know. I got excited when they said it was going to be Felicia. Yeah. But she wasn't there in real life, which was disappointing.
Was it nice to see her anyway?
Well, yeah, especially to reference things like having a baked potato in your pocket.
Oh, shout out baked potato. Some of the things are quite funny. I would have been so bad at that competition. I would have gone so many times.
When she said creeper, they had to... Run, wasn't it? When she was teasing like croissant and all this stuff.
She was saying croissant in a weird way.
Croissant?
Croissant.
Croissant. It is croissant.
Yeah, I know. But...
Croissant.
Why was Felicia peeping through that? What was the backstory here?
They were peeping on Felicia because she was such a big celebrity guest staying at Hotel Mystere. Don't you know?
So they were spying. Like.
Yeah, so the winner was the last house guest to remain creeping on Felicia.
Oh, this is...
It's very weird. It's quite twisted.
God, why did they do this? I just remember something else weird that happens in the next episode, but we'll wait.
I've written Let's Grow. Because it's the,
nice.
The flowers.
Nice.
Casey did win it for Keanu. I mean... Because Keanu buzzed himself up by letting go of the button, didn't he?
Your robot vacuum cleaner had no chance against Casey, did he?
No.
I couldn't really work out what was happening. Like, the photo finish wasn't really working for me.
It was very obviously Casey winning, I think.
Yeah, but I mean all the way through. I was kind of confused. I think that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Someone else buzzed themselves out, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy. And then they did the classic, like, my strategy is to... Please. Keanu was safe, thanks to Casey. I was happy he was safe, because I do think he's... I want to keep him around just for the animal city. He needs to go and do some PR now. Kelly was contemplating saving her veto power for another week. I would use it if I were you, girl. And she did.
Yeah, it would be really foolish to not, wouldn't it?
Because you end up going with the power in your pocket, can you?
We've seen that happen before.
We've seen it happen. It's like going out on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with a lifeline still to go. Don't want to do that.
No.
Jimmy is contemplating putting up either Will or Amy. Rachel's not happy. Hold on, I thought Rachel is supposed to be in this alliance with Jimmy. Why can't she tell him what to do? She's obviously not got that much power.
No.
Amy doesn't feel like kissing Jimmy's ass. Well, you should do. Pucker up. And she doesn't want to be the pawn this season. It's a weedy move.
Stop it. It's not fun. Stop saying it. She resisted saying it on the interview, I noticed.
Only because she didn't have an interview, because she took so long saying goodbye to people that she had one question.
And having a go at Jimmy on the way out. No, I meant on Unlocked.
Oh, on Unlocked. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Mickey doesn't like the way Jimmy is speaking to her. She wants him to make bold moves. Basically, she was talking a lot of smack about Jimmy in the diary room, but then face to face, she was going, yeah, yeah, good idea, whatever you want, mate.
Which one, Mickey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's annoyed that she's an alliance.
She was like, I respect whatever decision you make, but she obviously doesn't.
And then
she's
in the diary room, she's got to do that
in the public arena.
Yeah, but why doesn't she push him a bit and say, why don't you think about doing something else?
She was talking about, you know, if it was her HOH, she'd make a bigger move. Do you think she would be angling for Rachel?
Maybe, I don't know. Or maybe one of the boys.
Their alliance is called the Triple Threats. Yeah, they're pissed off that he doesn't give a shit about their alliance, basically.
If Jimmy makes it to jury, I'll literally eat Ava's hat. Jimmy is just not long for this world at all.
And the sunflower to boot.
Yes. Rachel says, everything reminds me of Brendan. And then, oh yeah.
Oh, was she crying about him?
This is so funny. She was saying to Keanu, did you see my season? So what do you remember about...
She got pissed off at what you remembered.
What do you remember about me?
Well, he hadn't seen it. He'd only watched the highlights package. You like those. You recommend those highlights, don't you?
Yeah. Keanu going, yeah, I just remember you basically having an argument with this guy in the back garden.
It was Hayden,
Yeah, but Hayden wasn't the main instigator. But it was just... You would have thought that Rachel would have kind of come to terms with...
Yeah.
Because that clip is everywhere, isn't it? That fight. You know, where she goes, is it because you're gay?
Yeah, yeah.
And
they didn't include that clip, did they?
No, of course not. That's when she says floaters grab a life vest. You know, that's part of what makes up her whole thing.
That's why she's remembered,
surely. She should be like, the fact she was getting pissy about that, I thought, Rachel, you should be owning that by now.
Yeah.
All these years later.
Yeah, it looked kind of dumb, didn't it?
And then she was like, oh, I thought he was going to say, all my competition wins, all my love story.
No, fall in love with Brendan. That's not the storyline. No one cares about that.
In fact, her and Brendan's showmance was very irritating, actually. But yeah, but then I was thinking, did Keanu actually do this deliberately to sort of piss her off?
Nah, because he was like, I say something wrong? I don't think he did.
Is he just a bit socially inept, let's say?
Yeah, but also, like you said, you wouldn't expect her to take offence at it anyway.
No, but perhaps not a good idea to bring it up, because that, let's be honest, she did get absolutely slated, didn't she?
I had no idea, did she?
Yeah, that's when Reagan goes to her.
Oh, he basically...
The only thing real about you are the pimples on your face.
Yeah, he had a good takedown.
Just a bit.
Oh, Pandora's box got mentioned. You were talking about that. Oh, that's why she was in the... She was in the competition still because she was saved by a twist, was it?
Oh,
the Pandora's box.
She came out with the Pandora's box, even though she'd been evicted, just to torture them, I think, for a day.
Oh.
Something like that.
I think the one she put most offence at was this not being able to string a sentence together without saying like.
Oh, yeah.
But that is a conversation from more than 10 years ago, isn't
it? Yeah. Who gives a shit? That was interesting seeing her getting pissed off about that.
I was saying to Dan, like, for you who, you watched it first time around, right?
Yeah.
That must be so fun to sort of see it come back and be referenced now.
It is. It's interesting. It's weird. So then she was in the kitchen with Keanu and she was basically having a go at him. And he was like, you know, I didn't mean to say that, whatever. I didn't think you'd be upset about it.
And in the diary room, he said he finds her very frustrating. I mean, I could see that. I think she finds him quite frustrating as well. Ed, did you have anything more on Keanu versus Rachel?
No.
So the veto ceremony, Keanu used the veto on himself and Jimmy put Amy up as the replacement. At this time, Kelly stood up and activated her power.
Actually, it's not.
So she will get to play in the mystery veto. And if she wins that, Jimmy will have had to put five people up. That's not good, is it? That's... In 1HOH.
What did Julie say? Mm-hmm. It was a record tying, which confused me. Record matching, I would probably have said, rather than tying, to be more clear.
Mm.
Is it the Frenchie HOH where he had to put like half the house up?
Oh, he did
probably
put a lot, didn't he? Cody put a lot as well in BB19. That was the first series you watched. Will is worried he's going to go up. Keanu now wants to work with Jimmy. Don't know where that came from. And wants to get Rachel put up. Boo. Because it'll be a good resume move.
Keanu's trying to convince Jimmy that he strongly feels Rachel has another power. Oh, yeah.
That was it.
He's trying to falsely get her to nominate him, to nominate her to flush the power.
Yeah,
but Jimmy wasn't buying it.
No, and she hasn't even got a power.
No.
Then
he wasn't really working with Jimmy. It was just a ruse.
Yeah, I don't think Jimmy's ever going to work with him now, do you? Oh, that was the interesting thing from last week. What I have learnt on the few podcasts I listened to.
Mm.
You know, we thought that it was Jimmy who started it by going around saying Keanu's name.
Right, yeah.
In actual fact, it was Keanu who went around saying Jimmy's name first.
Oh.
But on the episode, they showed it the other way around, so...
As in they showed it out of time?
Yeah, they showed it as if Jimmy was the one who was going around shit-stirring, basically. But it was actually Keanu who...
That's bad.
...put Jimmy's name out there first. So they're basically telling a whole different story to what the truth is.
That is so bad.
It is bad, isn't it? Because we're like going, oh, Jimmy shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. But actually, Jimmy was just retaliating.
Oh.
Interesting, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't think they should be able to do that, just change the whole narrative.
Have some integrity.
Yeah, God's sake. So Kelly did this puzzle, which was...
Based on the mystery machine, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that was it. It was quite easy, wasn't it?
Oh, God, it was an unfailable puzzle, I think.
They were trying to pretend like at one point she was getting
stuck.
They
obviously just wanted... Wait, is this the one? No, this didn't bring Casey into the game. What happened to
this one? The veto. Mystery veto.
What's the... She has to play...
She's on the block.
Why do they want her to win it so much?
Why does Big Brother want her to win it?
This was not failable.
Just so that Jimmy has to put another person up. So she won it. And then... Oh, yeah. Oh, that was it.
She was third person narrating her own comp, I noticed.
And oh, yeah. That's what she said. We're proud of Kelly. That's what she said about herself. And then when
she struggled... She's so weird.
When she struggled for a minute, they showed Louise, the cat, going...
Oh, yeah.
I did like that. yeah, Kelly won. She is weird and annoying. Everyone was clapping her, even though they're probably all seething. Kelly said, sucks to be Jimmy. And Jimmy...
Yeah, no one would have wanted her to win, because it puts everyone at risk.
They've been trying to get rid of her for 2 weeks already. Jimmy said something about the responsibility of the role as HOH. Relax, you're not at a job interview.
My final note on this episode is Jimmy still uses hair gel.
Does he?
Yeah.
And he put Will up because Will does nothing for his game. Doesn't do much
nothing
for
my entertainment either.
I know a lot of people like him.
Shut up.
They do, apparently. No account
people
for taste.
Don't like entertainment, do they?
No.
That's why they're listening to this.
Should we have a break?
Yeah, we need to have a little break.
Be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We're back.
We're reinvigorated by a short break.
And we've turned the light up a bit brighter.
Sorry, I do feel like I can't string a sentence together today without saying like. and my throat's sore.
And, you know,
Well, never mind. I did have my ears microsuction though. That felt nice.
Microsuction.
Yeah, it's the new syringing.
Oh.
It's supposed to be gentler because syringing can mess your ears up.
Okay.
But yeah, if you want to hear more about my earwax,
are you still on your eye drops? Eardrops, sorry.
No, she said I don't need them anymore. She said my eardrums are completely clean.
And you're done with your anti-bees?
Yeah.
So you're off the meds now.
I am, just but my son...
The road to recovery with your own body and
I just need my sinuses to clear up and then I'll be...
You've had your eyebrows done again, haven't you?
I did them myself with henna.
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah, I thought you'd gone and got the microblading done again, so it's obviously worked.
There you go. See? Right.
Angry Birds.
Right. Will is...
Who did you used to call Angry Birds?
It was... It's all the same about Aika when she did Gary's. Don't you know she did Gary's eyebrows in Big Brother Canada? Right. Come on, let's do this. Will called Jimmy theatrical. Do you think that's a bit coded?
I said that.
Yeah.
No, actually, no, it wasn't that. It was bitch-ass move.
I think theatrical combined with bitch-ass move sort of...
Had an undertone would of you say homophobia.
That, would he have said that about Zach?
Surely not.
But then
I don't
Zach's
think so.
I mean, Jimmy is theatrical.
Yeah.
But still, I was like...
Bitch-ass move there. I was like,
Had my eye half open for that one. Adrian has the greatest power of all. That was what it was, his head.
Okay.
And also the power to clean Gaz's floor. Morgan and Mickey are bitching again, but won't say anything to Jimmy's face. Will is struggling to mingle with the youngsters, as all they talk about is TikTok videos and farting. Is that all young people talk about?
Yeah, that's just the two young people things.
Yeah.
Just TikTok videos and farting, that's nothing more.
I mean, how much is there to say about farting? I guess someone farts and you laugh and that's it. What more is there to say?
Some people fart when they laugh.
Oh, God.
You know, you have a laugh and a fart slips out.
I've had a sneeze and a fart at the same time before.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
That's just, you know, that's just an unhappy accident when that happens. But TikTok videos, I mean, what are they saying about TikTok videos?
They're probably referencing trends, aren't they?
Yeah.
A bit like... It's giving. Oh, do you think?
I have to say, it does sound rather annoying. I'm in Will's camp.
Thing is,
mind you, I'm a lot closer to Will's age as well.
You've got Will talking about this, so then show us a compilation of people talking about farting. I want to see.
And also, he said this, and then a lot of the house were rallying to save him and said they really like him later. So it can't just be talking about TikTok videos and farting. Anyway, Amy blames her association with Rachel for being put up. Do you think that's true? I mean, partly is, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder why she's become sort of a perpetual easy target.
I guess
part of it was to, it was definitely mentioned to take out Rachel's strongest ally.
People are too scared to actually go for Rachel, so they're...
It's so stupid. Just get Rachel's arse on the block, I would say.
Before it's too late.
It's true, you should. Not that I necessarily want her out, but they should be doing it. They should have done that.
They should be doing it. Catherine and Lauren want Amy out. There's the girls plus Vinny and the guys plus Kelly. Lauren is in the middle and she wants to keep the sides even. That's a few times I've heard Lauren say something sort of strategic and sensible.
Okay.
You know, she wants, you know, this side going after each other, this side going after each other.
Right.
She'll be riding the cheesy middle.
Okay.
You know?
The cheesy middle.
The cheesy middle. Don't remember that was sung on Big Brother Canada.
No, I don't.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what? I'm struggling to get in my mind that Catherine's called Catherine.
Yeah, she doesn't... I think they call her Cat now, so maybe that might help. Everyone wants Amy out to weaken Rachel and stop Rachel becoming an unstoppable force.
Yeah, Rachel said she was going to switch on... No, sorry, Vince said Rachel will switch on her A game to keep Amy. Well, that didn't work out very well.
That's what makes me worried, that Rachel hasn't necessarily got an A game. The details was mentioned.
I've written that down because we need to talk about the details.
Yeah, the details.
That's not how Americans at large say details, is it? That's Julie, isn't it?
No, I have heard Americans say it before, the details.
I just don't know why there's any need to even say details. God, I'm saying it weird. With all the details.
We say details, not details.
Also, like... It just comes up so many times. Well, the script, we know it's the same every episode. Yeah. But, like, can't they switch it up a little bit? Do they have to say
The details coming up. The details.
Well, it's given us an extra 30 seconds.
Wouldn't it be like, coming up, find out about this? Mm. Like, God. This whole thing needs an overhaul. And I know I say it every year.
Mm.
The accordion music as well is really jarring. Who's designed sound on this thing? Like, come on. It's not, like, it's not fun. Like,
you don't like those musical details.
Who does that appeal to? Like, what's the audience?
Just the, like, you know, the Russian watchers, BBUS.
Yodelers based in the Alps. I don't know.
Mickey thinks Will has added value. Okay. Like when you get 10% extra or something. Morgan and Mickey are campaigning to keep Will. Zach wants to keep Adrian. Morgan said, why would you keep someone who will give you a run for your money?
That's a good point. Mm. But this is not how these bros think about it.
No, they want to win all the comps and do it that way. Ashley has come in to grass to Rachel. What is she grassing to Rachel about? Oh, that they want to get rid of Amy. Rachel is dressed for a funeral as they're burying her friend. Oh, yeah, she came up to the HOH room.
Very dramatic, wasn't it?
And they all had kind of, like, different interests, didn't they? Like, everyone wanted to save, like, a different person, so...
Right.
I've
written Zach as a diary room shouter.
Oh, that's not good. It's annoying. That's not good. Morgan doesn't want to piss off Rachel, see? This is why. They're too scared to go after Rachel, so they're just going after her minions.
But it doesn't make sense. Rachel is a lone wolf.
One person, yeah, exactly. I do think Rachel could go pre-jury quite easily, depending on who wins next HOH. By the way, I know what the HOH music is, if it helps you. If it helps us to try and guess who, or do you already know who HOH is?
No, but, like, mm-hmm. Is this a new thing that you've devised, of, like, knowing what the music is before the HOH?
No,
like...
it's just Laurie normally sends it to me, but she keeps sending it to me before. And right. I said, I don't mind having it before, because it helps me think, okay.
Okay.
But if it's, like, you know... Billy Ray Cyrus, then I know it's probably going to be Riley. So, yeah, don't do it in that case, Laurie. But anyway, this time it was Beyonce. So that gave me hope.
Well, my immediate guess might be Mickey.
Well, that gave me hope that, you know, it's one of the girls or... Mm. I was going to say one of the gays, but Jimmy already won it.
Jimmy is the gay.
Jimmy is the only gay.
What
music
did he have?
Was it Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it is Mickey.
Mind that mic.
Sorry, I was worried about my bosom.
Well, the maybe listeners can't see that.
Maybe
I can.
Maybe, yeah, you're right. Maybe it is Mickey then. Mickey, I reckon it must be either Mickey, Morgan, Lauren or Catherine. You could imagine any of those, like in Beyonce.
Oh, I feel like Lauren and Catherine are more Taylor Swift vibe.
Oh, do you think? Well, probably. A lot of people like Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway. That's
not a great fan of either, personally.
I can't stand it. I can't stand either.
You've got hatred for the pair of them.
Both a pair of arrogant twats. No, actually, I've warmed a bit more to Taylor Swift. Beyonce, I'm not a fan of because she wears fur. So, where am I? Blockbuster. Can you talk us through what happened in the Blockbuster?
Yeah. Good. It's called Puzzling Prince. It's another puzzle. Do you think it's...
Too many puzzles this episode.
Well, I did say that, but then Dan raised the point of, well... Sometimes the competitions have been too physical and therefore this is more equitable. Do you think that's good?
No, actually, Dan's right.
Yeah, and also I think they need something that's got a quick solution because it's live, isn't it?
Yeah.
But also we were saying we do prefer the ones because I feel like the AI Arena, I still want to call it that.
Yeah.
I think it's a much better name.
Yeah, it is.
It sometimes has an element of like solving some sort of puzzle and mm-hmm. in that case, if not building a puzzle, but like you can play along when it's like decoding something
or finding
a pattern mm-hmm. in a video or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer those. I probably do prefer those ones.
I liked the bird's eye view. That it actually worked for once. You could see exactly how well they were doing against each other. That was a good camera angle there.
It actually made me miss the BBAU comps.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was like in those big, what was it? Big Brother's basement or whatever it was where he used to do the comps.
It's tense towards the end kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, they just had to, what is it, fingerprint puzzle. I don't know why it was a fingerprint. Mm. Adrian won it quite comfortably, didn't he? There was a moment where he had those last two bits confused the wrong way around.
Oh yeah, and I was going the other way around.
It was so obvious, but obviously in the moment you just like can't
work it out. Also, we're looking at it dead on and he's looking at it sort of side on, do you know what I mean? The music in the background of that comp was really weird, kind of eerie.
Was it?
Something's going on with the music. It's strange.
It's a mystere.
I was irritated that Amy didn't win. I wanted Amy to stay. Did you?
Yeah, because Will's really boring.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel like Amy's iconic in any way, to be honest with you, but she's better than Will.
She's better than Will, yeah. So yeah, all that building your HOH comps at home paid off because he won this one. So then they come down the stairs. Oh, who's it going to be? Ava crossed herself.
Don't you think they should just let them watch?
Yeah, why don't they?
Yeah.
I guess because then they'd start talking amongst themselves about it.
But then Julie goes, oh, you've got, when it happens,
yeah,
she goes, you've got time to strategize. No one does.
This one was, it was obviously already a done deal. Like if Amy lost, she was going. Because you saw Rachel straight away cuddling her and just sort of saying goodbyes almost.
Do you think Rachel actually likes Amy that much?
No, I think she does. Well, that much. I don't know. It's all relative, isn't it?
I feel like Rachel's there for business, not for friendship. Don't you?
Could be. I don't know. I thought this bit didn't quite work because they'd obviously already decided as a house to vote out Amy.
Yeah.
Then we had the speech, but it was like we'd literally just seen everyone saying, kind of like doing pre-goodbyes.
Yeah, like, sorry, mate.
Yeah. So it was like there was no jeopardy in the speeches. And no.
Was Rachel crying? Amy was crying. Was Amy crying?
I think she was, yeah. Now, what about this?
What? Oh, God, controversial, stop. I think. What is Julie thinking? Is she ad-libbing?
Let's say, for those who don't watch the show,
yeah.
Will called out his
Will
wife.
Will calls his wife the his chocolate
drop, which we've already talked about and saying like some black people don't like that sort of thing. Obviously, it's up to him what he does.
Yeah.
Anyway, Julie decides to pipe up.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Does that, am I your, does that make me your lemon drop then? Like, well, one, you're nothing to him. He's in a romantic relationship with this woman. That's why he's got a pet name for her.
Yeah.
And two, is this a race joke? Obviously, yeah. Yes. That is reductive as fuck.
That is so awkward and just so... Like, if someone actually said that in the house, you'd probably get a warning. Like, what the fuck?
I hope so.
It's like that old stereotype of calling Asian people yellow, basically.
Do you know what?
It?
I was thinking about this the other day. Yeah. Because Dan and I are getting some vaccinations to go to Slovenia.
Yeah.
To tell you this.
I'm not sure.
Basically, it's got a big problem with tick-borne encephalitis.
Oh, God.
And encephalitis is something that like, affects the brain. Like, I don't think... I think it's difficult to treat.
You'll be all right.
Anyway, because it's like such a hot spot and we want to go out like into the woods and things.
Yeah.
Now we know it's like best to have the vaccine. So we're having the vaccine, but you have to pay these days for those travel vaccines.
Yeah.
And
how much?
£65 a shot. And we've had to have two.
Oof.
Plus you need a third for like 3 years of protection coverage.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So they have the list of all the vaccines. Yellow fever? I can't believe we still call something yellow fever. That sounds like it's probably racist.
Is it because of that, though?
I assume... What, do you think you go yellow when you get it?
I don't know. I don't know why it's called that, yeah.
No, I don't know either, but I think it might be.
Could be. Probably offensive. Is, isn't it?
God. We need to rebrand these things.
Do you think Julie actually like made that up? Chinese whispers, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that sort of
well,
thing.
America's got Game of Telephone.
Yeah.
Which is basically equivalent. The politically correct version of that.
Yeah.
But I've heard people at work say...
Chinese whispers,
yeah.
Because I don't think you think about, like, if you actually think what that means, do you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, that's offensive as fuck.
Mm.
Anyway, do you think Julie, like, gets called into HR afterwards and they're just like, can you stay on script, mate?
This is the thing. Like, she must have just thrown that in herself.
Yeah, off the cuff, yeah.
And it's like, to be honest with you, I find Julie so rigid that I want her to be off script, but if she can't be trusted with it, then please don't.
I'll be curious to hear what other people made of that, because it was just like, what the hell? Mm. It's just not.
It's kind of, I think it's sad.
It's a stereotype, and it's, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
It's like she's been so kind of exposed to it that she now... has adopted it
especially
or something, I don't know.
Especially because we know she's had all issues in the past with her race and all that sort of stuff.
It made
stuff.
Me think of that too. Yeah. How she had to change her appearance in order to be successful on TV.
Yeah.
Certainly didn't expect it.
No. That was... I bet afterwards she must have just been thinking, what have I
done? Do you think?
I think because it's just... You just don't do that, do you? It's just weird. Like, imagine if there was another Asian person in the house. Is Zach partly Asian?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just off. Something's off.
And then, of course, because it's been put out that everyone has to laugh along.
Yeah.
It's like when someone's made an offensive joke, like, it's quite hard to...
Stand up and...
Well, I mean, You have to just laugh it off. The housemates had to laugh. The people listening had to laugh that off. Yeah.
Oh, that was weird. That was really weird. Curious. So the House went to vote. Even Rachel, Rachel was the first vote and she voted Amy out.
That was a spoiler, wasn't
it?
Done
deal, wasn't it?
Here's my notes ending because it's a unanimous vote.
Not even a sympathy vote for a mate. God, you're right. Perhaps she is just business. I noticed Morgan's bra was showing in the diary room. Did you?
No.
Because she was wearing a shirt that was like half undone and she had it sort of over her shoulder and her bra was coming out. I thought, she could be getting in trouble for that. Ofcom will be on the, what is it, the FCC, they have.
The FCC won't let me be.
Let me be me on MTV. No, they tried to shut me down on MTV.
They'd feel so empty without me.
Also, they were not dipping the mics for the shout-outs as much as they had the previous week. God. It was really getting on my nerves.
Ashley said, I love you, Mum, Dad and brother. Did she forget what her brother was called? Bit odd, that, don't you think?
A bit odd.
Look, Mum, Dad and brother.
Didn't notice that.
Did you notice Riley's tash that he had?
Tash?
Yeah.
Is it new?
Yeah.
No.
It's not good.
Vince said hi, Vince, to Julie. Poor boy. I thought that's going to be such... That's the sort of thing you would just not be able to get over for about 4 days, at least.
He's such an idiot, that guy.
I actually like him, don't
you? I do sort of like him, but he's just a nervous wreck, isn't he?
Apparently. Julie told him to relax.
Yeah, God bless him. That's like when you tell your school teacher, I love you, isn't it? Or call them mum.
Mum, yeah. Yeah.
Now, Gaz, you're looking very
This is a word even you didn't have in your vocabulary, was it?
I didn't. I looked it up.
I thought that can't be a word. Julie just had to say thank you.
Yeah.
Julie didn't know it either, did she?
Imagine if it had been like, you look hideous as shit.
Or I thought, oh, maybe this is a, what is it, victor to vote. Maybe it's like someone trying to, well, it is obviously a conscious decision to say something weird in the diary room.
Did you look up what it meant?
I did.
I could barely spell it, could you?
I couldn't spell it. And also... I think I managed, like, maybe Google managed to correct it, but when I was trying to type it into my phone and my notes,
dictionary couldn't work it out. I've got how I spelt it first and then how it was actually spelt, and believe me, never the twain shall meet.
What is it?
Pulchritudinous. There's no need to use that word.
No, absolutely not.
Even I would
have heard of it.
Maybe he's got one every week, you never know. yeah, what?
Huh?
Nothing. Amy just then did goodbyes for so long that she had to get told to leave the house. And then she asked one question on the stage.
Everyone seemed to be so upset about it.
I know. Amy said, I suck at this game. And then she got a goodbye message from the mastermind.
Oh, so
thank
weird.
You for being the accomplice.
What about her shouting at Jimmy? Did you mention that? On the way out?
What happened?
Did you not hear that?
I don't know.
Out the door, she said, get Jimmy out.
Get Jimmy out, did
he's
she?
He's a snake and a liar. She's like, get Jimmy out. He's a snake and a liar. Did she? Get Jimmy out. Yeah.
How the fuck did I miss that? I
don't know. That was the best bit of the episode.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Get Jimmy out.
Wow. Okay,
that was her parting gift.
Well, that'll cause a bit of consternation, no doubt, or she's gone. Then they just had this really awkward bit at the end of the interview where she said she was overwhelmed with gratitude. And then Julie said, Godspeed.
And she had a little, what was her
Yeah,
thing?
And then she said love something. I can't work out what it was. She's like, psh, psh, psh.
She wanted to get her own little, like, just, love one another.
I just thought, what the fuck is going on here? Just go away. Then we had the news that BB Unlocked has been launched with Derek and Taylor hosting.
That's when I learned it.
Lavasser.
Not Lavasser.
No, he'll always be Derek Lavasser to me. And then they all did an enforced love one another.
I didn't hang around for that.
You missed that. Do you want to talk about Unlocked?
Yeah.
It's absolute shit. Derek and Taylor don't work together as hosts.
I don't know why Taylor's not just trusted to have the job.
Just have Taylor on her own.
Because no one wants to look at Derek Lavasser. He's no looker, is he?
No, his face just gets wider and wider by the year, doesn't it? Ooh, that little pig nose. Pig. Oh, he's just awful, isn't he? Just trying to like be down with the kids like he was in the house, pretending to be a hipster. It's not working.
I just don't know what they could do to make it, but I was thinking like maybe... to have actually a professional television host. I mean, I don't think Taylor's a bad host.
No.
But I think maybe someone who is more, you know, comes from TV would be better.
The whole thing just feels so... that I watched one and won't be watching another one. It just feels so forced. There's no humour. Taylor's not particularly funny. Derek's not funny at all. They had some SNL guy on. I don't know who that is, but he wasn't funny either. And then they have all these... I don't know, they did a draft, that's boring. yeah. They had Nicole on. That was probably one of the best bits.
Really? Gosh. I can't stand that woman, so...
Well, if, like you said, if they showed us behind the scenes of the tasks or they showed us more unseen footage from the house...
Yeah.
That's they what did I have would... A little
they did
bit.
Have some clips.
That a little bit.
I'm surprised that they'd bothered, I think, to put new bits in. I was actually surprised about that. But the format of it is, it's too slow.
Rigid.
I don't know why they have to have it in like such a massive space.
Yeah, is there's that no... the AI arena?
It might be, but they've tried and failed to do a spin-off before, haven't they?
No, that was Canada, wasn't it?
No, they had was it Marissa?
Oh, did they?
And Drag Race. I think he was doing it too.
Ross thingy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marissa and Ross, I think they did like a spin-off show for Celebrity Big Brother. Yeah. I think it was only on Facebook Watch or something.
Oh right, that's why.
It was a bit more like, you know, punchy. Like housemates' faces on sticks and a bit like BBLB, a bit more magazine.
Yeah.
Showish.
Mm.
I don't know.
Is basically what they were doing was a podcast, but a podcast I don't want to listen to. And we already have the podcast, so we don't need this.
Yeah.
I guarantee you this won't stick around for more than one series.
Actually, it would have been better in the format of just a video podcast, because the Traitors UK spin-off show is literally a podcast, but they record it too.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get, like, the latest person voted out talking about, like, the week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, like, a guest, like a past housemate. That would have been much better that... Not this SNL guy who I mean, I'm sure Americans know who he is, but like, just bring in an ex-housemate and the latest evictee and have them just talk about the show.
Yeah.
I think that would be better.
I mean,
if they're not going to show us, like, how they make the tasks and how they built the house and whatever.
I mean, what did Amy even actually say? I can't remember.
I was so bored. I wasn't listening.
I can't remember one thing she said. Yeah, that was a flop. Sorry, Big Brother.
I don't think it will come back next year, do you?
No. I literally just said that.
Oh, sorry.
Like, I pre-agreed with you.
Yeah.
Should we do the inbox or do you want to pause?
No,
sorry,
don't
listeners,
pause.
For this extremely half-hearted podcast. We're doing our best. But to be fair, although you said there's not much entertainment in the house and you don't like the house nights, I am enjoying it.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I think there's quite a few housemates that I like, and I think there's actually quite a lot of potential for things to happen.
Okay.
Obviously, compared to last year, it's not got that drama, but... I think this Jimmy versus Kiani thing's good. What happens with Rachel will be interesting. Can you stop sticking your bum out at
me? My arm is stuck down the side of the sofa.
Do you need a hat? What happened?
Well, the Google speaker fell behind, so I was trying to pick it up. Ow! Okay.
Oh my God, I thought I was going to have to oil you out. Oh God.
Sorry about that, everyone. So you think it's got potential to be a good series?
I think
the cast is really quite dull.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
because the last two series I've been quite entertained by it.
Yeah.
So this year I'm just a bit like,
Oh, I'll give it a chance. Give it a chance.
How many chances does it need?
Well, 27.
27? Has BBUS ever been under threat of not coming back? It's just a given, isn't it?
Gets the exact same amount of viewers every single year, so it's
that's why they don't
just
try.
A staple. Including us mugs, even though we're not actual viewers.
Talking about it.
Yeah, we're drumming up publicity for it.
Just tolerating it and talking about it, basically. Mm-hmm. That's my brand.
That could be our strap line.
So before we do the emails, this is
from
the message that Axe sent me after listening to the last podcast. He said the UK 90s bath thing shocked me. That's just one point. And the second point is, they stopped the DEI stuff this year. So while there may be ethnically ambiguous people, it's probably by coincidence. And next year will be worse, probably. Just white people and back to one black male and one black female and the odd Asian or Hispanic, but not both at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's being bought by Skydance.
Oh.
Some other company, which I think probably has... ambiguous.
Oh.
intentions. Who knew the good old days where the minorities would go home first? You know, sorry, the good old days when the minorities would go home first, sorry. He said, it's funny to hear you guys hate Ava and like Keanu. You didn't like Ava.
No.
I think you've warmed to her this week, have you?
Not really, no.
Oh. I did like her.
My old best friend who I didn't like.
Oh. Did you like Keanu last week?
I like Keanu. I just think he's a terrible game player.
Okay. Apparently people are opposite to us. Yeah, different responses online.
Well, do you know what? We can't all think the same. Also, we're probably wrong.
Yeah, so it's good to have your back. I'm sure you guys have been sent this article already, but just in case. That's the one about Skydance. Of course we haven't been sent an article about Skydance. Paramount bid of Skydance vows to end DEI policies and create CBS News Ombudsman.
Great.
Anyway, it's a long-ass article, but we won't go into it. But I just think it doesn't bode well for the diversity on Big Brother in the future, and that's the main point. Oh, he's reminding us that Takor was actually from the UK.
Not really.
I think she was.
Was she born in the UK? Yeah.
So they have cast a Brit.
You reminded me that Takor existed.
Yeah.
Takor.
But yes, we definitely need more, and one with a definite accent. Takor's accent was a mishmash of I don't know what. Yeah, because she grew up in the US.
Mm. On that, I was listening to the Reality Kingdom, and they were saying, like, yeah, even with this cast, like, there's not that many, like, black faces, and there's a lot of mixed people. And once again, they're doing the intersectionality of ticking two,
old
three
and
boxes.
Black. Yeah.
And it's just not good enough.
No.
And if that is with the DEI casting, then God help us next year. But why would you want to go back to the old days of... It's not
strange.
Interesting. Plus, it's been done to death.
Mm.
I don't think it will go back.
You'd think that the people who make the show
would want to not. Well, I don't think it will. I just don't think people would watch, and I just don't think it would
look good.
It's
been better TV for the move towards.
I don't believe it will go back. I don't. Even if it's not, you know, a legal thing that they have to do it, I think they still will do it.
Mm.
They fucking better.
I hope so.
Because otherwise, it's going to be unwatchable.
So now to the inbox, email us bbmbosspod@gmail.com and tell us
many emails.
How terrible this episode was. No, don't tell us that. Many emails? 3 emails?
Oh, that's not bad. I'll take it.
3 real emails that are not people pretending that they want us to meet up with them because they're lonely or whatever.
Well, what do they look like?
They're AI, so. This is from Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Lindsay and Gaz. It's Ricky here. It's my first time watching a USA series live and have some thoughts. The decor of the house looks so dark and dingy and old-fashioned and looks like it's 20 years old. Well, it is supposed to be a vintage hotel.
I'm glad Ricky agrees with me because I didn't think the house looks that good either. I did like that behind-the-scenes video you showed.
That was really
good.
That
was really interesting,
yeah. That's what I wanted to see on the slideshow.
That did make me warm to the house more. Yeah, why couldn't that be on the slideshow? That was really interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting to... Because I was wondering why there were, like, masks on the wall, and it was inspired by Scooby-Doo, that bedroom. That was cool to find out.
Mm. Are they allowed to wear those masks?
No, I think they're nailed to the wall.
Excuse me.
But yeah, it's... I mean, it looks dingy because it's supposed to be, like, a hotel which is slightly haunted.
And, like, the HOH room looks dingy because it's supposed to be, like, one of those... You know, hotel rooms that's like slightly musty and velvety and stuff like that.
It was cool to see the details of like the photographs
the details.
Like old school photographs where they've like added like a Vito necklace
that was cool.
Onto
that was
the,
cool. That
the woman.
That attention to detail was really cool.
Yeah, you'll never see it in the show.
Yeah, people should watch that video if who was it by? We don't know, do we?
It was posted by the main account, but it's the designer, I've forgotten what his name was.
Yeah.
But what one thing for sure is that this, you never get to appreciate the house in the show, I don't think.
No, you don't.
But this video really shows you like the level of detail they've gone to. And things like, he did say he'd changed the structure around quite a lot this year. And things like the fireplace slide in to get into the bathroom. They're all pretty cool things. Like, he obviously put a lot of work into it.
Mm.
But I just don't think you can ever really see it on the main show.
Those bedrooms being conjoined, basically, and you have to walk through that bedroom to get to the end bedroom. That's kind of a nightmare, isn't it?
It's always been a bit like that, hasn't it?
Yeah, but imagine, like, you need to go to the loo in the night. It should be disturbing everyone.
So far away.
Yeah.
And Also, I wasn't expecting it to be so cheesy and cringe with the sound effects. Yeah.
Well,
we've become desensitized to that. I've been loving the cast. Oh, as they are all so cracked, especially my faves, Jimmy and Ashley.
Okay, yeah. Shower.
Ashley's had quite a quiet week, hasn't she?
Good. She needs to go back under that radar, doesn't she? Yeah.
Thanks,
oh, is that it from Ricky?
That's it from Ricky.
Thanks, Ricky. That was short and sweet.
And now, Laurie's email.
Hi, Laurie.
There you go. What the fuck, Julie? what a weird comment to interject on a live show.
Yeah.
SMH.
Yeah.
Which means?
Shaking my head. Does it?
Yeah.
So much hate. So much hate fits too.
Well, I'll be damned. The Friday after show wasn't horrible. Okay, Laurie. Well. Some opinions beg to differ. I enjoyed it. On Saturday at 2x, huh?
It probably would have been more bearable at 2x speed, yeah.
Not the Nicole Franzel bit, though, God. It's a half an hour long, so Laurie, but that was really short and sweet. P.S. My AFP votes are a no-brainer this year. Ava.
Yeah.
Fucking Pearl.
That's what she said?
Yeah. America's nice. Favourite player.
God, she really likes Ava.
And then...
maybe I'll come round to her.
There's a whole load of... links for you at the bottom.
Thanks, Laurie.
Go on.
The Nicole Franzel bit just reminded me of something we would do. Was it like wine or wine?
Oh,
or something?
Yeah.
It's like some stupid shit we would do. Obviously, I don't want to see Nicole Franzel, but you know.
We wouldn't even bother doing that, to be fair.
No, we do equal chic. Like, not really anymore.
This email is from Ashton. It says, long time no see.
Hi.
Hey, Lindsay and Gaz. I feel like it's been an eternity since I last emailed in.
Yeah,
I hope you're both doing amazingly.
Oh,
well, actually, we're both a bit ill.
Yeah. We're both on the struggle bus today, but...
this season has been all right so far.
Okay.
Although I wouldn't say it's better than the start of BB26.
Me either.
Where's Angela when you need her?
Mm-hmm.
I was happy to see Rachel return. She's so messy and chaotic. It's exactly what BB needs. Besides Rachel, my favourites are... Adrian.
Oh.
Morgan.
Okay.
And Mickey.
Okay.
I'm very happy that Mickey and Morgan are getting fed up of Jimmy. He's trying too hard to become some diva / icon / mother figure, and he's really just a pretentious little horrible... no, sorry, little hobbit. And have you seen his hairy feet?
And, oh, God.
I don't know if he has those, but hobbits have big hairy feet.
Right. Are you adding in things here? About the hairy feet.
I'm just asking if that's why he believes he's a hobbit, yeah. And he better get his comeuppance sooner rather than later.
No, I don't want him to get his comeuppance. Keep him in.
I really hope he pisses Rachel or Ashley, who is equally as messy, off, so they can give him a piece of their minds.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that, but I don't want him to actually go.
This is a nice long, nice length of email, this.
Okay. You don't want Jimmy to go, do you?
Sorry, I've got a very dry throat. I'm having to drink. Jimmy?
Yeah.
No.
No, he's entertaining.
Can you imagine if, like, we're left with people like those high school dorm girls and Will? Like, what, we're going to...
God,
we need
dying.
Some people to create a bit of drama.
Oh, you've put that in the universe now. That's what's going to happen. High school dorm girls.
I'm also really happy they brought back the AI Arena, though I hate the name Blockbuster. Yeah, so do we.
BB Blockbuster.
Yeah.
You know.
Why couldn't they just call it the BB Arena? Baffles me. Yeah, good point.
That would have been better, yeah.
Anyways, from the North American format to the superior international format, Big Brother Australia is returning to Dreamworld.
Yes, we saw this, didn't we?
I'm so excited for the reboot, and with live nominations, live evictions and 24/7 live feeds, it's shaping out to be a great series. Although the fact that it is only a month long is a bit of a downer. That
I
is
don't
so
get that.
Short.
How's
why
that
would you go
work?
To the lengths of building a new house, building a new set, getting a new host, making it live, and it's just 4 weeks.
How the fuck are they... how many people's going to be in it? I guess there'll be 2 evictions a week or something. I don't understand that. I mean, I thought 6 weeks was short.
Yeah.
A month
that's
is
a good point. Like,
ridiculous.
How many people are going to put in? Because 4 weeks, you can't put more than 10 people.
No. I do find that a bit strange. Oh, I'm looking forward to watching it, but I'm not going to get too excited just in case.
But if you think about it, like... Celebrity Big Brother would be around a month, so you can have a good series in a month, but it seems silly to me. Maybe that's just the test and it'll get longer.
They're testing it, yeah.
How amazing would it be if they brought back Friday Night Live as well? I'd happily welcome Bree, Fitzy, and especially Mike back, although it would be cool to see a rotating panel of ex-housemates from all eras. Although I couldn't quite think of many seven housemates they'd want on, possibly Angela from the first series. About Danny Hayes? It's just us.
Yeah.
You're struggling to remember Danny Hayes?
I knew who Danny Hayes was, I just didn't recognise any of those other names. Yeah. Bree, Fritzy, and, yeah. I like those bunny rabbits as well.
We only have a week until the new BBUKI is released. How do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
What are you hoping for? Is that just based on when it came out last? Oh, is it because it coincides with the end of Love Island?
I'm hoping they actually redesign it this year. Completely.
Well, they did last year for the civilian.
Yeah.
From...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I really hope ITV taps back into its Orwellian roots and creates a dark, mysterious eye similar to that of the last Channel 5 eye. Can you remember the last
Channel 5 eye? Is it that the one we had on that cue card that looked more like a hand-drawn eye?
Oh, it was the one that was like, yeah.
With a green eye,
kind of pulsing. It was more like, it wasn't an eye in a shape eye, was it? It was a close-up of the pupil.
Oh, right, okay. Maybe we're not thinking of the same one then. Do you remember me and you've got a cue card with the eye on that we got when we went to the house? Yeah, that was the last one.
We don't have a cue card of it.
We did have, because it used to be on the side of my fridge.
Not of this eye. Well, we had one of
the one I'm thinking of.
It really doesn't matter, I suppose, but I don't want it to. I want it to look like an eye shape.
Yeah, so do I. It will.
That's all
it?
I want.
It's literally the Big Brother eye. Surely that's one of the criteria. It must look like an eye. What else is it going to be?
Oh, God. I want to show you this one to see.
Show me then.
Channel 5 Big Brother eye. Is it going to come on?
Not great for the listeners, this.
This one.
Aye, aye. Oh, that one. Look, that's the one I was thinking of, the one that's underneath.
The Year of the Woman.
That's the one we got the cue card for.
The mascara. Yeah, we had that one.
But
I lost that
cue card. Yeah, mine got all manky on the side of my fridge and just got damaged. I should have kept
it. Q code? QR code, I know you said. I can't.
I should have kept that sentence a lot more pristine. I disrespected it and now it's gone.
Yeah. Should have framed it like my one up there on the wall.
Yeah, that looks nice, actually.
I feel like mine's going to turn up somewhere. How could I have lost... And I'm sure I had two of them because I remember asking Rylan if he could sign one for my nan, but did he actually sign it in the end?
I don't know.
She never got that.
Sorry, nan.
What was I doing? Reading Ashton's email.
About the eye.
Oh my God. I would love it. Yeah, I'd like it to go back to like a sort of evil style eye, but I don't know.
The eye is coming out so soon because the show's not on for a while, is it?
I think it's because they start to tease a new show at the end of Love Island. October it'll start, isn't it? No, 28th of September is when it starts. It's
okay,
not that far away.
I guess, yeah. Oh God, I don't, because I don't want summer to be over.
Anyways, I best shut up. You've probably got loads of emails to get through.
Not many.
Really. Have a good night, Ashton.
Thank you.
It is the night.
That was really good. Covered a lot of things because I wanted to talk about Big Brother Australia, so now we have.
Have you seen the clip with the new host?
No.
There's a little, like, there was a news report that was shared in our group chat.
Were people being happy about the new host?
People in general seemed happy, but she'd been announced for a long time.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm not that fussed on Big Brother Australia, but obviously I will watch it and we'll talk about it. But I've just been so disillusioned that last series. I know it's totally different now. It just got so bad, didn't it?
But that's why we've gone back to basics.
Back to basics.
4 weeks, though.
4 weeks, yeah. God, barely enough time to get your feet wet, is it?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm just hoping that I can get more entertainment out of the next week of BBUS.
I'm concerned.
I'm finding it hard to get into.
I'm concerned that something's going to happen to Rachel and then it will be a bit... Bleh. But hopefully if Rachel is in danger, Big Brother will rig it to save her, like they always do. I guess we'll see. Yeah, I guess it all depends who the next HOH is, so fingers crossed for the Beyonce fan.
Yeah, that will be a girl, which is good. It's got to be a girl. And hopefully some sort of bro goes home. That's what I'd be looking for.
Oh, unless it's Kelly, because she'll be going after Rachel. That wouldn't be good.
Well, we shall see.
We shall see. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter that much. Light at VM. Follow me on Instagram, Light at VM. Follow Gaz on Twitter, BB_superfan. And Instagram, this is Gaz. And Blue Sky.
I don't want you to follow me on Instagram. Don't do that.
You don't want people to follow you on Instagram?
No, I'm not egomaniac like that.
Oh, I do. I do, because... Yeah, I like Instagram the best. Read my book, First Aid Kit Girl, available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle. What else are we plugging? We're not doing any YouTube.
If you feel like it's 2005, you could send us an email like that one person said to bbonblastpod@gmail.com.
What else are you supposed to do? Send us a DM. We'll forget to read it if you
do. That's the thing, isn't it? Mm. I think it's quite normal to ask for emails on a podcast, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I thought so. And if you haven't listened to it yet, listen to the interview of Baked Potato from BBUK if you care about her.
Yeah, it's a good interview.
Oh, people were talking about it on Reddit, you know.
Oh, really? What were they saying?
Just a thread came up just about, like, could Baked Potato have won? Someone was talking, someone was mentioning stuff she'd said in the podcast.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did they check us by name? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
Someone said, what's the podcast? And they said, BB on Blast. And I responded and said, thanks for listening. They were talking about stuff she said about the edit in the episode.
Oh, that's really interesting. So yeah, that's it, I think. We'll try and drum up some more enthusiasm for next week. And maybe
let's bloody hope so, eh?
Maybe we'll even have a bottle of wine or something.
Be good.
But it depends on our calendars.
We might have a problem next week. Is it the first weekend of August next weekend?
I don't know. I'm busy on Friday.
I'm out of town for Brighton Pride.
Oh, God. Well.
We might be away for a week.
Oh, dear. You're going away for a week?
No, we might be off for a week. Might be bi-weekly.
No,
bi-weekly doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. I was thinking twice a week. What do we say?
Every other week, which is what Taylor said on the show. Like a normal person, not like Julie.
Anyway, we'll squeeze one in. We'll squeeze one in somewhere.
Yeah, anyway, we'll see you next week, you cherry drops.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Cherry drops. Oops.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.